With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Former Air Force pilot Douglas Turman is out with his third thriller, Shell Game. Turman had little idea he'd become a writer when he retired from the military in 1963.
I picked up all my marbles and went to the East Coast and bought a 77-foot schooner. A former Air Force friend of mine became the first mate, and we took it down to the West Indies and didn't come back for 13 years.
Back on dry land and living in Vermont, Turman wrote First Strike, in which a foreign power detonates a nuclear weapon smuggled into the country. Turman told the owner of a tiny Vermont Crossroads Press about his manuscript.
I was in a cardboard box in the back of my station wagon where my dog had drooled over it, and the pages were out of order. He called me up at 5:30 in the morning and said, "I've read this thing straight through." He said, "I've never published a novel before, but I'm going to publish it."
As First Strike was being distributed to bookstores in New England, Scribner's read it, asked for some rewriting and a different ending, and wanted the Vermont Crossroads Press edition recalled.
We got in my station wagon, went around to various stores and said, "We're sorry, we made a mistake, we have to take these copies back."
First Strike was successful, as was Turman's next book, Free Flight. Douglas Turman began thinking about what was to become Shell Game after a dinner party in which the guests began questioning about what really happened during the 1962 missile crisis.
It seemed to us that we gave away a massive amount of things to the Soviets in return for simply having the missiles pulled out of Cuba.
Later, Turman interviewed some Miami-based Cubans with CIA links.
What I heard from those Cubans in Miami was that the missiles had never been removed from Cuba.
In Shell Game, Turman's hero is a CIA operative who learns that the Soviets had no intention of removing their missiles.
The Russians and the Cubans engaged in a gigantic deception.
Simon & Schuster has published Douglas Turman's thriller, Shell Game. Incidentally, Turman is convinced those Soviet missiles are still in Cuba, aimed at the U.S. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.